I went for a jog in the city air. I met a woman in a wheelchair. Said, I'm sorry to see your handicap. She says, what makes you think a thing like that? And she looks at me real steady. And she says, you want to drag? Full tasks. So how about something to eat? I said that it'd suit me fine. We're near a favorite place of mine. So we moseyed on over there. But the only way in was up a flight of stairs. Gee, I never noticed that, says I. No problem, the maitre d' replies. There's a service elevator around the back. So we made it upstairs on the elevator with the garbage, flies, and last week's potatoes. I set it like a table for my friend and me. He says, I'll try to find one out of the way. Then he whispers, is she gonna be sick? I mean, pee on the floor or throw some kind of... She can't walk. So he points to a table, she wheels her chair. Some people look down and others stare. And a mother grabs her little girl, says, keep away, honey, that woman's ill. We felt right welcome. Then a fellow walks up and starts to babble about the devil and the Holy Bible. Says, woman, the march with flesh is sin. Pray to Jesus, you'll walk again. Then the waiter says, what can I get for you? I said, I'll have your best imported brew. And he says, what about her? I said, who? He says, her. To the manager when we're through, she says, there's some things you could do to make it easier for folks in wheelchairs. He says, oh, it's not necessary. Handicap never come here anyway. Well, I said goodnight to my newfound friend. I said, I'm beginning to understand a little bit of how it feels to roll through life on a set of wheels. She says, don't feel sorry, don't feel sad. I take the good along with the bad. I was arrested once at a protest demo, and the police had to let me go. See, we were protesting the fact that public some of us are called disabled. And the rest, well, the rest of you are just temporarily able-bodied.